Welcome to episode 12 of Autograph Weekly.
Hey, this is Jeff Perlman, New York Times bestselling author, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
What's going on, autograph collectors? I'm Stacey Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until LSU can score a touchdown against Alabama. We want to forewarn you guys, there will be a keyword hidden in today's show, so you need to listen for that keyword. Once you hear that keyword, post that keyword on our Facebook wall to win a special prize. There's more about that later on in the show, but keep your ears open. Let's move on to the Mojo Mailbox. Stacy, what was in your mailbox this week?
Actually, once again, was a very solid week, not a huge week as far as number of autographs, but very high quality stuff again this week. Go over a few of these here. Got in Larry King via private address via the one and only Zane Savage.
The king of private addresses. What was the name you gave me the other day? It was like the king. No, that was the books. That was about books. Never mind. But I am the king of private addresses. Go on with your mail day. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. But Larry did sign four of four for me, and one of them was actually a photo already signed by Donald Trump. So that's a duel now with King and Trump. And I think my co-host has that same photo, so it's a very cool shot. Also got in actress Lake Bell, who's been in the movie No Strings Attached, a few other movies. I think What Happens in Vegas, and then I think she's currently on the TV show Children's Hospital, was on Boston Legal for a while. She signed one of three photos, so that was a nice
return.
What's her
name? Lake?
Lake Bell.
Like a like a lake?
Yep.
What were her parents thinking? Body of water. Sorry, go on.
Hey, it's not as crazy as, what did Beyonce and Jay-Z, or what did they just name their kid?
I don't know.
It's something crazy.
Hip-hop, like skippity-doo-dop. I don't know. Go on with your people. Tell them who you got in.
Also got in Mark Singer. Mike Donovan from the TV show V was also the Beastmaster. Signed two photos for me, which were already previously signed by another cast member of V, Blair Tefkin. So got another dual success there.
And, wait. I just want to throw this in. This is totally random and totally inappropriate. But for all you Beastmaster fans out there, the name Beastmaster sounds like some kind of role somebody would have in a gay sex club. Just saying. Move on with your mail day.
All righty. Let's see here. A couple more dual return successes. Some multi-sign stuff. Got in Jim Ross this week as well. This was really cool. He signed two photos I sent for him. One was previously signed by Tony Schiavone from back in the old WCW days. That was pretty sweet. And then also signed a photo of him and Jim Cornette that was signed by Cornette. So two more real nice wrestling pieces there. Also, Joe Dante, the director of Gremlins, signed a photo that I just got the movie poster back. I think in last week's episode we talked about it, from Zach Galligan. He signed that, so got an awesome duel from Gremlins. Got in Riley Griffins, who played Charles in Super 8. He signed, I believe, three photos for me, so that was a nice return. A lot of people have been getting this one in this week. She was catching up on her mail. I got kind of lucky because I sent it. I kind of took a while. I think this is where the address that's out there, I think, is where her parents live. So I kind of figured she's going to be there for the holidays. And that was Maria Kanellis, the former WWE diva, signed the three photos I sent, plus sent two additional. She sent a certified bench warmer card and then signed like a business card type thing that she has now. And then some other non-TTM successes got in a couple of trades this last week with none other than Jeremy Daniels, who was on the show last week. Got an 8x10 of Nick Nolte from him, got an 8x10 of James Caan, and then a couple 4x6s of Robert Patrick and Ben Kingsley. So that was an awesome trade. He got some cool stuff from me as well. And then the last thing we're going to talk about, I picked up a couple of books at Half Price Books this past week. Got a Ralph Nader signed book that I paid a whopping $8 for there, and a John Edwards book that pretty sure it was the same book that I sent Zane as a Christmas present. Found another one of those there and got it cheaper than what I paid for Zane's book, so that was kind of nice.
Awesome.
I think I paid an awesome $7 for the John Edwards book this time. So
nice.
That's a great pickup. All right, go ahead.
So that's a great pickup.
Yeah, I was very happy to find another one. I was kind of shocked. There was actually two of them in that same store. I mean, I'm not in a super big city, so that was kind of shocking to find that. But anyway, that is what was in my mailbox this week. What about you, Zane?
Well, all this talk about books, I eventually want to do a segment telling you guys how to find these signed books near local stores, because a lot of these books get eaten up by just the mass amount of just random books around them that aren't signed, and some of them get pitched and thrown away. So in my opinion, if I teach you guys how to find these signed books at your local stores, that's saving autographs from getting thrown away and get them back into the hands of collectors where they need to be. So not today. We're not going to do the segment on today's show. But down the road, I want to do a segment telling you guys the ins and outs of finding these autograph books. And we may actually have a friend of mine who's really good at finding that stuff on, and he can talk about it too. But okay, Mojo Mailbox, what did I get? Well, I'll start out with the auctions stuff that I got on eBay or other sites. I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to give away all my secrets. But got a Triple H signed book for $5 shipped. Ridiculous. Got a Sparky Anderson signed book. I think I paid $9 or $10 for it. That's for my signed Greatest Coaches of All Time book PC. I know. Stay with me with all the PCs, guys. I'm trying to keep them all together. I got a lot of them. I know. Go ahead and criticize. Got a Barbara Walters signed book for $5 shipped. Got an S.E. Hinton. If you don't know who that is, she wrote The Outsiders, which is one of the most popular modern books in the past, I don't know, 50 or 60 years. She's kind of lives a secluded life. She comes out and signs books when she has a new one. But there's not many autographs out there of her, so to get a book signed by her is a big deal. I actually read her book, The Outsiders, in high school. It was junior high. I think it was junior high. We were required to. So pretty cool to get her. $5 shipped. You can't beat that for her. And then Madeleine Albright. I got a signed book of Madeleine Albright for $10 shipped, which isn't bad because it's a really, really nice book in great condition. So, all right, and TTMs. I had a really good TTM week this week. Excuse me, got a little burp. Had Alan Alda sign one book plate for my My America project, which I don't know if I've told you guys about. I'm not going to tell you about it right now, but I'll go into it some other time. Dr. Ruth signed two book plates. Funny story about Dr. Ruth's return, though. I thought I would be kind of a jackass and see if I could get a condom signed by Dr. Ruth, because I think it'd be awesome to hang on my wall. Well, no sign of the condom in my return, just two signed book plates. So I'm betting what happened is the secretary saw it, took it out, and then gave the request to Miss Dr. Ruth. So it kind of sucks that didn't come back, but it was a shot in the dark, and I just thought it'd be something cool to get signed. Next, we got Dick Vitale signed three book plates for me and also sent a signed flyer. John Tesh signed three book plates for me. The amazing John Tesh, who does everything. I think he's an actor, he's a host on TV, he's a musician, and he's an author. A lot of people make fun of him because he's his amazing hair, but, you know, whatever. Next, got Steve Gutenberg. I wrote a really good letter to Gutenberg, hoping that he would, like, maybe write a letter back to me or sign all my stuff. I sent him six photos. Now, don't freak out. There were multiples. I accidentally got two orders of the same set of photos. So I told him to keep whatever he wanted to keep and send it to other people in fan mail. and just send back to me whatever he wanted. Well, he signed one of my six photos and sent all of them back to me. So just kind of tells you that he's not reading the letters. He's just going through signing stuff, one thing, and putting it back in the envelope, which kind of sucks because I wrote a really good letter. Big fan of Steve Gutenberg. Next, we've got Gloria Steinem, who was one of the leaders in the women's rights movement. Pretty big success. She signed two photos and one book plate. And the biggest TTM success actually got today. It's Larry Flint. He's known for not responding to all the requests that people send to him. He has quite a few pendings out there for him. But he signed my three book plates, which is amazing because I think he only has two books out there. So I got to figure out what to do with that last book plate. But really cool success. Larry, of course, the creator and founder of Hustler magazine. He has Larry Flint strip clubs around the nation. Just a classy guy. there's actually a movie based on his life called Larry Flint versus the People, starring Woody Harrelson. If you guys haven't seen it, it's pretty good. So that is my Mojo mailbox. Had a really good week. Very satisfied with what I got in. And now we're going to move to a new segment we're going to call Badass Book Buys, where me and Stacy pick our number one book buy for the week. Now, this is a big thing for me to pick because I get a ton of books in through the week signed. I actually have a library of over 600 signed books now. Stacy has a lot of signed books, but he's not addicted to it like I am. So my successes may be a little better than Stacy's. But that's just because I have pure volume, and out of that volume comes better successes. But Stacy, what did you get? What was your badass book buy?
Okay. Before I get to that, I'm going to backtrack just a second. A couple of things I wanted to add to Mojo Mailbox. Real quickly, the last episode I talked about having a goal of getting 1,000 autographs in 2012. And I'm going to get in the habit of updating that in the Mojo Mailbox. I just happened to forget about it. So I'm going to do that real quick. Actually, the magic number is now down to 958, so I've knocked off 42 basically since last week already, so that's a pretty nice start. All right, now get to the book. Mine is going to be a book that I found at Half Price Books. There's a lot of books out here by him that are signed. It's not the hardest. Not the hardest thing to find at all, but this is from former Arkansas governor from 1996 to 2007. He was a brief presidential Republican candidate in 2008 and is actually has a show on my co-host's favorite news channel, Fox News.
Oh, you mispronounced that. It's fake news, not Fox News. Oh,
okay. Fair and balanced, right?
Yeah, fair and balanced. Absolutely.
Okay. And that would be none other than Mike Huckabee. And the reason I'm bringing this one up is I found this in the Half Price Books clearance section for a whopping $2. So I couldn't pass that up. So that is my book for this segment. And what is yours, Zane?
Well, first, how many autographs do you have to get for this year? 900 and something?
958 left now.
All right. I'm going to write a letter to Virgil Trucks and include 958 index cards. And I'm going to put it in your name and your address. And you should hit that by next week.
But see, here's the thing. I'm not counting it. I'm not counting, like, per autograph. It's per person.
Oh, you're doing per person.
Yep. So I'm making it a little more of a challenge.
I was going to say, you'd easily hit 1,000 if you were going per autograph. Okay. That kind of makes sense. Well, never mind then. My idea won't work. My badass book buy is pretty badass. Not going to lie. I bought a Carrie Fisher signed book. Carrie Fisher, of course, played Princess Leia. All I have to say is the slave costume, hubba hubba, signed book for a whopping $5. $5, man. $5 for Carrie Fisher's autograph. And it's legit, man. It matches every other signature, especially in the books that I've seen. So got that in, and that made up for a few disappointments that I had this week. I actually had a Carl Sandburg come in that was a forgery, and I had some auto pens. I had a Mitt Romney signed book that was an auto pen. So I had some major disappointments this week with purchases, but the Carrie Fisher made up for it, made me smile. So that is my badass book buy. Let's move on to Geek a Week. I got zero, zippa, nada on Geek a Week. How about you, Stacey?
I got one back this week, and this was another success I can fully contribute to my host, Zane, and that was Adam Savage from a private address that Zane got me. So I was very happy to get him back, and that was the only one I got this week. Now, these are going to be far in between now. We kind of get back in the habit of trying to find some addresses for what we got left. We haven't done that in a while, but
and we're going to be looking for a new project, guys, to fill in the space of Geek Week while it's slow. We'll still announce Geek Week's returns when we get them in, but we want to put a new project out there to kind of interest you guys and for you guys to keep track of. So look forward to that in the coming weeks. Let's move on to news. We got actually have some decent autograph news this week. So what do you got, Stacey?
My first one is, if you live in Baltimore, do not go to Torrey Smith's house and knock on his door for an autograph.
Now they're going to do it.
I don't have his address, though, so he's safe. But anyway, Torrey Smith was I believe he was a rookie this year with the Baltimore Ravens. Had a pretty solid season, actually, but sent a tweet out on January 6th, and this is what the tweet said. It is not okay to knock on my door to ask for an autograph or picture. That is so disrespectful. And basically what happened is that a man with his four kids got Torrey Smith's physical address, went to his house and knocked on his door and asked for an autograph and a picture. So that's a little crazy.
Invasion of privacy.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah. But that was my news story for this week. What's Zane got this week?
Well, there's a story out about political signed baseballs. And I know when I tell you guys this story, you're going to run out and write these guys TTM, but in New Hampshire, it seems like a lot of people are asking for signed baseballs. This tradition was started by William Howard Taft, our fattest president. Fun fact, he got stuck in a tub once. but he's the one that started signing baseballs, and apparently all the Republican candidates are signing these baseballs. And it has some prices down here for what they're going for. I talked to a guy who's collecting them. Looks like Romney right now is going for $500, Gingrich $300 on a signed baseball. Ron Paul, $200. Rick Perry, $195. And, you got some Santorum on your face. $100. A measly $100. pretty interesting story. I'm going to actually link it on our website. So if you guys are interested, you can check that out and read the full story. But it's interesting, you know, how if you just get somebody on an index card, it's not worth a lot. But if you get them on a baseball, people collect that stuff like crazy. So, yeah, that's my story for today. Let's go ahead, and we have no interview today, guys. That may happen from once in a while. We can't guarantee an interview every single week, but we're going to be back. We definitely will actually be back next week with an interview. So,
and just a quick tease with that, it should be a really, really high-quality interview as well. So,
yes, he was actually featured in a very popular movie, so we'll leave it at that. And let's move on to the Q&A. Got quite a few questions for today. So, Stacey, what's our first one?
All right. The first one is coming from Nick. This was an email question. And these couple of questions here are stuff that we've kind of went over before, but we'll go over it briefly again. The first one is asking for information on the proper way to send autograph requests to Europe or the UK. And I will let Zane answer this one.
Well, before I get to that, I do want to say the keyword is New Hampshire. The keyword is New Hampshire. Well, guys, we've gone over this. I don't know if we've gone over it on the show, but I know I've talked about it on my YouTube channel. The easiest way to send things overseas, and I'm going by letter here. If you're just sending a letter with a couple photos, that's just going to be a regular international stamp, which actually is going up to 105 on January 22nd. But what you do is you do your letter, you put the self, you just put the envelope in there with no stamp on it on the inside, and I usually throw a dollar in there. Since they raised the prices, you might want to throw two, but I'm still going to throw a dollar in there to pay for shipping back. Now, it is our currency in the U.S. going to another country, but the U.S.
currency is so widely accepted that it's usually not a problem for them to cash it into their currency. And they get a lot of fan mail, so they're probably used to it anyways. So you stick that dollar in there, that covers shipping. And they can go buy the postage in their money and send it back to you. That's what I do. Stick an ordinary international stamp on there, like I said, 105 on the front. Now, if you're doing 8x10s, what you're going to want to do is stick maybe, $3 or $4 in there. Now, it is more expensive to go to Europe than, let's say, Canada or Mexico. I think those are the two are actually a little bit cheaper than international. So, anyways, I stick $3 in there for an 8x10. And, again, they put postage on it for the way back. To send it there, I would just package it all up with $3 and the blank envelope for postage, and then take it to the post office and say, I need to send this to the African tribe, Booba Booba. And they'll put the postage on there on whatever it costs. So that's the easiest way to do it. That's what I've been doing for years. How about you?
Pretty much the same thing. Basically, what I do is I normally stick $2 in the envelope that's in the SASE that's going back.
You rich son of a gumball!
Yeah, I know. I don't send that many of them, so it's not that big of a deal. And then usually, as far as the postage on the outside going there, I just take it to the post office and show them where it's going to, and they put whatever it needs to go on it. So that's basically that's pretty much how I handle it.
And sometimes, guys, you'll even get your money back. Sometimes they'll pay for postage just because they're usually rich. If they're a celebrity, they usually have money. But that doesn't mean you should assume anything. You should still send the money just in case they want it.
They just don't like us Americans and don't want our money.
Don't want the thinking money. Yeah. But this is a good question. Next question.
All righty, then. His second question here, he's wanting us to go over the postage changes, and he just wanted to make sure that if he had Forever stamps now, they were still going to be fine. And I will answer that part of it. The Forever stamps are fine, so whatever you have now will still work. So, and then I don't know.
On the postage, I have the postage increases actually posted on our website on the front page. It may be on the second page by the time you guys look at it, but just look through our blog. Oh, here comes a big burp. I'm going to do it on the podcast. You guys ready? It wasn't that big. Never mind. Okay, so the postage changes is postcards from 29 cents to 32 cents. First class stamp, 44 cents to 45 cents. International letter to Mexico or Canada, 80 cents to 85 cents. And all other international letters from 98 cents to $1.05. Those are the changes. And, yeah, like you said about the Forever stamps, they're fine. Don't worry about it.
Alrighty, moving on to the next question. This is coming from Graham Naismith. He has two questions. The first one is only for Mr. Zane Savage, and this is another question about, guess what, a Zane Savage PC. But anyway, here is, how many Milk Mustache autographs do you have?
I thought he was going to ask, how many PCs do you have? And I said, I don't know. How many Milk Mustache ads do I have signed? That's a unique little project that I started about a year ago. Had a book of Milk Mustache ads. I cut them all out I was very careful and I used a paper slicer. And they turned out great. I got 14 of them signed. I'll go through them right now. So this may take a little bit. I got two out right now. I actually got one out. Signed by Shirley Jones. It's actually Shirley Jones, Florence Henderson, and Marion Ross. It's already signed by Shirley Jones, and it's off to Marion Ross right now to get signed. I also have a ad with Frank Gifford, Al Michaels, and Bob Costas. It's already signed by Bob Costas and Frank Gifford. It's got to go out to Al Michaels. And the ones that are already finished are mostly singles. I got Larry King, Vanna White, Martha Stewart, two Christie Brinkley's because she had two ads, Joan Rivers, Steve Young, Ivana Trump, Tony Bennett, Bob Dole, Paul Schaefer, and Lauren Bacall. So, I finally got Lauren Bacall, and she's so hard to get. So those are the ads I got.
Alrighty, then his second question is, when you write to an athlete or celebrity, do you ask for inscriptions? And I will let Zane handle this first.
Well, you know, I write to so many people that I can't be a ginormous fan of every single person I write to. That would make me an obsessive celebrity stalker, if that was the case. So, to the people who I just write to because I like their work, but I'm not, like, obsessed with their work, I don't say anything about personalization. I just write to them, and whatever they sign, they sign. But to the people like Rowan Atkinson and Fred Rogers when he was alive, and like if Richard Feynman was alive, people that I really look up to and really idolize, those letters are so personal that I really stress in the letter, please personalize this to me because I want to hang it on my wall. And because it shows, you know, personal interaction between that person and myself. So that's my answer. How about you?
All right. And as far as mine, as far as inscriptions go, I don't ask for them a lot. It kind of depends on the item that I'm sending. Most of the photos I send out, I don't ask for inscriptions. But if I'm sending when I used to send baseballs a lot, I would ask for inscriptions on those. Or if I'm sending a DVD cover, sometimes I'll ask for them to add a movie quote or something like that. So with me, it just kind of depends on, first of all, who it is and the item that I'm sending. If it's just, like I said, a basic photo, I usually don't worry about inscriptions or personalizations. If they want to add something, they want to add something. So.
And Stacy has a box of tissues and a bottle of rubbing alcohol next to his desk, just in case, just saying.
Yeah, nice. How would you know that? How would you know that anyway?
I'm a psychic.
Okay.
Wait, no, I'm psycho. Sorry, I got that mixed up. Next question.
Alrighty. These next three questions are all coming from Jeremy Daniels. First one is, have you ever wrote to someone and asked for more than an autograph, such as a memorabilia or a book, or just a couple of examples that he included? And you can handle this one first.
I wrote to Felicia Day and asked for her vagina, but she just didn't send it. I don't know what the deal was. No, I really don't. I've hinted before at really wanting somebody's dad's autograph or something. If I write to somebody's son and their dad's deceased or impossible to get, I have hinted at, well, you know, it'd be really cool if I had your dad's autograph. I didn't come out and say it. But memorabilia-wise, that's almost to a creepy level. That's the stuff they talk about on talk shows, like, hey, what's the creepiest letter you ever got? And they're like, well, this one person wanted my sock. Like, like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy they mention on Jay Leno or, oh, God, that show's horrible, the Jay Leno show. Or Conan. There's a better show, Conan. So I don't really ask for memorabilia. But I have hinted at getting other people's autographs in the household, if that's any way the same.
All right. As far as my answer, I'm kind of the same. I mean, I've hinted at books before. I mean, a couple of times. I think once or twice I've gotten books before. I've hinted most of the time with books. I've just gotten them. It's not even been brought up in the letter or anything. There, it's not. They just happen to send the books. So.
And you don't want to come out and say that because you don't want to. It's very bold of somebody to say, "Send me a free book," you know. If you're going to do it, at least just hint at it a little bit. Don't come out and say it. Kind of brazen to do that.
As far as like memorabilia, I've never asked for that either in a letter. I mean, I've gotten a couple of things, but it's just been from people that
What about
I've
the porn star? Didn't she send you some panties?
Yeah, I got those. And then I got Matt Morgan from TNA. He sent me a pair of his wrestling trunks from his TNA pay-per-view debut. So
didn't you tell me those panties were scratch and sniff?
I don't know.
Oh, you know. You know, son. You know. I'm kidding. Sorry. Go ahead.
That was an interesting return because she even made a video about it too. So, but like I said, I've never really come out and asked for anything. I mean, me and the instance with Matt Morgan, I mean, I know Matt and I've talked to him, and it just kind of got brought up in conversation, and he said he was fine with it. He would send one, so that's just kind of how that happened. But I've never in a letter asked for them to send me a piece of memorabilia or anything like that. So.
Can you send me a piece of your hair? That's just creepy. I'm sorry. Anybody that asks for something like that comes off as a crazy stalker person, you know, and you're going to go on that person's security list as people to stay away from. You know, their security is going to know about you. Zane Savage. This Zane Savage character wants this guy's hat. He must be a crazy weirdo.
But you do have your mail-used Felicia Day.
Shut up. Don't judge me.
On your wall.
Don't judge me. Next question. Move on.
All righty. Next one from Jeremy is, what is the one autograph you once owned that you got rid of that you regret getting rid of now? And I will let Zane start with this one.
Well, my automatic instinct tells me to go with Fred Rogers. But, because I got him like 6 months before he died. I almost said after he died. That would be impossible. Before he died. So, I sold it for a measly $5 on eBay because I thought I was going to get more. I was young. I didn't know what I was doing. And I always regretted that. And now I got another Fred Rogers. I got through a trade. So, it's kind of healed that wound now that I have another one. So I think the biggest one I got rid of, I got a lot of money for it. So it was probably worth it. But I still miss it because it was a one-of-a-kind autograph. It was Kano Jigoro. He died in the 30s. He actually lived in Japan. He's one-of-a-kind signature. I've seen like two or three autographs ever on the internet. He invented judo. I bought his autograph for $5 on eBay. Because I realized what it was. Nobody else knew what it was. It was mislisted. And I sold it for $400. But even though I got $400 for it, I still to this day think, man, that would be an awesome piece for my collection just to have it sitting there, you know. So that's probably mine. What's yours?
With this, I'm going to go with an easy answer. Then I'll kind of break it down. But I'm going to say back in 2000, I sold off almost an entire collection that I had back then. And I honestly can't remember all the stuff that was in there. I know there was a lot of decent stuff in there. I got a lot of money out of it. I just was in a situation where I had to move, so I had to come up with some quick money.
AKA support your internet porn addiction, but go on.
Yeah. There wasn't even much internet porn back then.
It was very slow. It was pictures, and they came in slow through dial-up.
Well, that's
it was
that's
really true. Shitty, but you were yeah, still addicted.
True. Yeah.
You were still addicted, my friend.
But a couple of things in there. I think I've talked about this before. This was my like, first ever venue try, and it was actually a success, was the Rolling Stones magazine that I got signed by NSYNC at. Was a I can't remember where the heck I even sent it to, but the magazine came back with everybody signed it. So that was in that stuff that I got rid of. There was lots of people that are deceased now that I wish I still had, but I mean there was a we talked about this I think in last week's round table, the Chris Benoit was in that, so that would have been a bizarre, creepy piece to still have. But anyway,
are you big into NSYNC, Stacey?
Maybe not so much.
I think
anymore.
Well, I think some of our fans may like to see you do the NSYNC bye 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 dance. We'll see if we can't work out some kind of thing where if we get a certain amount of subscribers or something, that you will do the NSYNC bye 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 dance on YouTube. I think that'd be pretty fun. What do you guys think? I think so.
Yeah, thanks.
No problem. So you guys can look forward to that. And follow us on Facebook or, you know, like us on Facebook, and I'll update you guys more on that. And Stacey, you'll probably delete all my posts that I put up about it, but it's okay. I'll try to get through to you guys somehow. Next question.
Alrighty, the next one and last one is, how much time do you spend daily/weekly doing TTMs, including writing and prepping and research? And Zane, you can start with this one.
Forever. probably around 8 hours a week, and that 8 hours is not spread out. I usually choose one day to just bear down, grit it, get my carpal tunnel working, and crank out a bunch of letters in one day. I usually don't spread it out daily. It's just easier for me that way. Usually do it on a day off. And yeah, that's about it. 8 hours. How about you?
I would say the past few months has probably been anywhere from, I mean, it could be as low as, I mean, probably between 10 and 15 would be a rough guess. But that will be changing and a lot here. Work schedule is going to complicate that a lot. So I'll probably kind of get in the same habit as Zane does and do a lot of it on one day. So it'll probably be a 6 to 8 hour venture on a single day, kind of like Zane does. It's just the time issues. I'm losing one of my days off here starting at the end of the month. So I'm going to be down to one, and I don't know in February if I'm even going to have that day off.
Attention. Stacy is switching to form letters.
I know. I think I need to hire somebody to do those
for me. Hire a secretary to write letters for you.
I think I know.
That's hilarious.
I think I know a good secretary out there in the TTM world that could do that for me, too.
Move on to the next question.
That's all the questions we have.
Oh, it is. So that means it's time for our discussion roundtable. Here we go. All right, it is time for the discussion roundtable. And our discussion today is a vital one in the TTM community. I know TTMs again. Don't get angry. We'll cover other stuff, but this is about TTMs and the Wink Flash controversy. People are ordering photos, and Wink Flash is saying, whoa, here, buddy, you don't own this content. We cannot print these out. We're starting a new policy. We are assholes. Basically, that's the message everybody's getting, and we wanted to talk about it. So on the line, we have Mr. Jeremy Daniels, and we also have David Stadler and my buddy Stacy, and we're all going to discuss this little problem we're all having. So, Stacy, if you want to take it away.
All right, I will start with this first. I've been using Wink Flash probably pretty regularly since, I don't know, probably the middle of last year, probably since July or August. And I've sent out, I think, 13 or 14 orders. All of them been pretty massive, huge orders. I think one was almost 700 photos one time. Never had any problem whatsoever. But the last order I sent in was about 350 to 400. Got the good old email from them saying that there was copyrighted images in the order, and they pulled the order and refunded it, which was a little frustrating at the time because, I mean, basically any photo you find on Google or Bing or Yahoo, wherever you search for your photos, is probably 99% of the time it's a copyrighted photo, and they've never had an issue with it before until now. Excuse me. But yeah, like I said, it was pretty frustrating on my end, but at the same time, it's their job as a business. I mean, they're not supposed to be doing that to begin with, but
yeah, isn't this pretty much the police catching up with the robbers?
Kind of. But it's, I mean, with a lot of us, it was just frustrating because a lot of us have ordered stuff on there, I mean, two or three times a month, and it's never been an issue.
And we've relied on Wink Flash, yeah, for a while because, for one, they're in the United States. That's a plus. Quicker shipping. And their prices are, I think, the cheapest in the United States, at least. There's cheaper options outside the United States. But what about you, David? What do you think about the situation?
Yeah, I'm pretty much on board with Stacy, man. It's like, you know, they're the cheapest that I found. I thought they were the way that you like the Wink Flash transporter. I don't know if you guys use that or if you just upload them a different way, but like how you can just upload, you know, 200 photos in a matter of like 30 seconds. The editing, the way you could edit the photos and crop them how you wanted and stuff. Like none of the other websites I've tried have that option. I've ordered from them probably about 10, 11 times each order, a couple hundred photos every time. I never had a problem. I even actually got one, I think the 3rd, January 3rd, but I had placed the order obviously before the new year. And from what I hear, it's, you know, it's their New Year's resolution is to screw us over with our photos.
Well, hopefully, so, like every other New Year's resolution, that will be broken.
Yeah, I'm just going through and I'm like, man, how much money are they? Because like now, I mean, just amongst us, you know, I know of 10 or 15 people that just solely use Wink Flash because of how easy it is to use. And now, like, there's, you know, it wipes out all of our pictures. I literally got in an argument back before I started with the online order, and I used to get them from Walgreens and stuff. And they started the same thing. I'd go to, oh, yeah, your pictures are here to pick up. I'd go to pick them up, and they're like, oh, we can't sell you these. And I'm, like, getting in an argument. I'm like, wait, a lot of those are, like, movie posters. Like, how do you know I didn't take a picture of a damn DVD I own? Like, how is that copyrighted? I understand, like, my whole, you know, my money shots and dings and goodies. I understand those. Those are obvious copyright. But, like, how do you, the movie posters are what I didn't understand. And she was just like, yeah, they're you still can't. Unless you took the picture, we can't sell it to you.
Sir, there is a large vagina in this picture. We cannot sell it to you. I'm so sorry.
I'll follow up that with two real quick. Like, the Wink Flash's biggest asset is their editing. I mean, that's the reason I think 95% of us use that site, because their editing is second to none. It's the easiest. It's pushing two or three buttons and it does it all for you at once. And
well, what do you think about it, Jeremy? What's your opinion on the situation?
Yeah, I got to agree with, you know, with you guys there. You know, I started really doing TTMing kind of heavy starting in July, and I didn't start off with Wing Flash. You know, I use Snapfish, Kotec. I know. Well, because I didn't know. I was kind of new to it. I mean, right. I was new to it, but.
You saw free prints in your email, didn't you?
Exactly.
You got 100 free prints. By God, I'm going to use them. Oh, crap. I can't read any titles because they're all cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
50 free, 100 free. Oh, yeah, I took advantage of all those. And you could see that, you know, the differences in between the companies, the way they print them, the quality, and even custom, you know, like Stacy said, the, you know, editing the pictures. Well, like I said, I found Wink Flash, you know, by watching YouTube videos. I seen people using Wink Flash, so I gave them a try. And you know, one, their shipping is real quick, and, you know, I don't know if people know, but, you know, they have the 6 cent prints. They always have that that code, which you could use for to get your 6 cents, because they're normally eight. So, and I found that, you know, the price, the shipping, and I mean, it was awesome. You know, it was the pictures looked good compared to Snapfish, compared to Kodak. So, you know, and I've been with them since. You know, like I said, it sucks that they're doing this. I think it might be a quality control thing where, I mean, I don't think they're hitting every order that goes through. I think they're hitting select ones. You know, they might say, okay, let's, you know, one out of 20, they might, or two out of 20, whatever. You know, they're probably just picking them. Okay, let's see what kind of picture they have there. Oh, okay, this is copyrighted, so we're going to cancel this order and, you know, send them an email, whatever they get. Unfortunately, I mean, you guys got those emails. I did an order last night, because I wanted to see if it would go through. Well, put the order in last night, and I got an email today saying, you know, they processed it and they shipped it today. So, I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know. Like I said, it might be who's looking at the photos. You know, maybe someone sleeping on a job when he did. I don't know.
You're the least perverted out of us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think maybe this could be a fad in the company. They want people to crack down on it, and eventually it won't be as stressed in the company, and maybe they'll become more lenient again, and we can use them again. But definitely from the evidence I've seen, all the complaint videos out there, it's definitely not a smart move to base your entire photo ordering for TTMs on Wing Flash right now. It's not dependable. So with that being said, with Wing Flash technically out of the picture for us right now, what do you think is the next best alternative? I mean, I love ArtsCal. Actually, ArtsCal is cheaper than Wing Flash, but the problem is they're based out of Japan, and I've waited up to a month for my photos. Now, actually, their customer service is pretty decent for being a foreign company. I say that like all foreigners are lesser than the United States. It's not what I meant. But seriously, like I emailed them about my photos not getting here until a month later, and actually hadn't got my photos yet. It had been a month, and they sent out another order, and then I got duplicate orders because I got them in the same week. So they're a little sketchy when it comes to getting stuff shipped to you on time. Usually it takes 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks. I guess depending where you're in the United States. But what do you guys think about that? Who do you think we should turn to now that Wing Flash is kind of out of the loop? We'll go to Stacy first.
Honestly, I have no idea because I haven't used anything but Wing Flash. When I used to do the – well, when me and Mike were doing the project full-time, Project Deja Vu, he was ordering the photos. And if he didn't use Wing Flash, he used Snapfish. So, I mean, that's the only other company I've had any kind of dealing with. I mean, their quality isn't anywhere near as good as Wing Flash, or their editing isn't as good. So, I mean, that I don't have too much input on that just because of the fact I haven't used anything else.
Well, to speak on the behalf of editing on ArtsCal, it's actually pretty good. I'd never had any problems with it, and it has the mass editor like the Wing Flash does. So, yeah, I've been very happy with ArtsCal on the editing front. So how about you, David? Who are you going to switch to if Wing Flash totally goes out of picture?
I was actually grabbing my pen, waiting for Stacy to read me off something so I can write them down. But I've only ever used Snapfish as far as internet. I would definitely say stay away from all your Walgreens and those type places because their prices are just ridiculous. The only thing I have, like, I agree with the whole Snapfish. I've gotten photos where, like, you know, when I edit it or, you know, use their little what you can do with a picture on there, it looked okay, and then you get it and it's like, you know, from the nose down, like, what the heck happened? But the only thing, it's kind of a loop, so I'm gonna throw myself under the bus again. Like everybody knows, I use my unused stamps. But Snapfish has a thing where, like, if you're if you have a problem with your photos, or even if you say you do, they will refund you or send you, like, your whole entire order again.
Oh, shit, man. I need to contact them about every single order I ever got from them. God damn, and I wouldn't be lying either, because goddamn.
And they do, and I've done it twice. That's why I have, like, all these abundance of photos that I've already sent and got successes from, but... I'm looking for more. ArtsCal is one that I have heard before, and another one is WhataPhoto, WATAPhoto.com. That's another one I've heard some other people that use it that stand by it and say it's pretty good, but I haven't checked it out personally yet.
I do want to say, I cut in here real fast, that Bloodspun reusing stamps is a single reason the post office is going out of business, because he sends so much goddamn mail. Like, this guy, how many TTMs have you sent out this month? It's over 100.
Yeah, about 150.
150, and it's we're on the freaking 13th here. Well, it just turned to 13th. So that's just nuts. Sorry to interrupt.
Other thing, like, I liked about Snapfish is, like, you can catch. I've ordered from them twice before, and I only ever use them when they do their penny photo thing. Like right now, I actually have a code. They email me codes. You know, I guess they need business, so they email me codes instead of just leaving it on the site. And like right now, they're doing like up to 500 photos for a penny a piece. So, I mean, that trumps, you know, Wing Flash's best offer ever. But, you know, then you're dealing with the whole – the other bad thing about it, I don't think anybody mentioned it, is when you upload photos on Snapfish, you can only do, like, 25 at a time.
Yeah.
So you're trying to, like, I order 200-300 photos, some people even more at a time. It's going to take you about an hour or two just to upload your photos to the website.
Yeah, it's Snapfish, and it seems like HP in general – is not doing too hot right now. I think they had really bad quarter ratings since they dumped WebOS, and Snapfish obviously is not a premium photo service. But those are some interesting alternatives to Wing Flash. And like I said, you're right. The 1 cent deal is really good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. 1 cent for a photo. The shipping, isn't that more expensive on Snapfish, or is that about the same?
Yeah, their shipping, I believe, is a little higher, and it definitely takes a little while, especially when they do their penny thing. Like, when you make your order, I guarantee you within, like, 24 hours, you'll get an email saying how backed up they are, and it could be, like, 3 weeks before they process your shipment.
See, yeah, so. And it's all up to you guys, you know, if you want to save a buck or two and go with Snapfish and risk, you know, not having your photo turn out the way you want it, you can go that route.
I would use it for, like, you know, if you have like a project or something, like us with Project Goat, I use Snapfish for the goat returns, because it's with the movie posters, the cropping's never an issue. It's almost always perfect.
Yeah.
And I don't need them like 2 days from now. Like, I'm sitting here with letters ready to go out. I can wait for the, you know, the project that I'm thinking about starting. That's a good time to use it to get the really cheap photo price and not have to worry about, you know, it taking maybe 2 weeks for you to get your photos.
Good point. You just got to be smart about it. All right, Jeremy, what are you going to use, I guess? Well, your Wing Flash Horror went through, so I guess you don't have to worry about it. You're special.
Well, let me first off saying that Goat is greatest of all time for people that don't know what it is. They're like, Goat, what's that? But that's greatest of all time. It's a movie project where we send movie posters out, me, Dave, and Stacy. Anyways. Yeah, I'm not really gonna. Like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's my motto, and you know I'm gonna keep using Wing Flash, and hopefully they keep going through until, like I said, I get that email where they says, okay, this stuff's copyrighted. And when I do get that, I have looked at alternatives. Like I said, Arts Cow, I've gotten, you know, read nothing but good reviews on that. So the only thing I'd have to tell you, order about 100 at a time, which is, you know, no, it's not meant, but what I might do is if I go to Arts Cal, I'll load up on a big order, maybe 300 photos, and just order them at once, because I know it takes, you know, probably two weeks to get back. So
Spawn right now is thinking 200, 300 photos, that's a Monday. You know?
I was actually like thinking, what's Jeremy's login for that? So when they deny my photos, I'd be like, well, you let so and so get theirs.
Yeah,
it's true. Well, you're gonna get Jeremy in trouble. He won't be able to get photos in.
Or luck though, if someone listened to this podcast, and I'll be screwed. But.
Well, let's say they catch you next time and threaten to throw you in prison. What are you gonna switch to?
Well, like I said, Arts Call would probably be something I'd try. You know, like I said, I've heard nothing but good things, you know, especially from you talking about it, Zane, and reading some, you know, some boards on it. I'd give that a try, and if not that, I'd have to go with something I already use, and which would probably be Snapfish, because I have used that before. I really don't want to use it, just because of their quality, and you know, the movie posters get cut off, but... I'd probably try Arts Cow next.
You know, and throw this in there about Arts Cow. They have some awesome custom items you can get, and not the shitty custom items you can get off Snapfish or other websites like that. That you can custom make umbrellas on Arts Cow. Like, they're crazy over there in Japan. So they also send me emails all the time about crazy stuff you can customize, playing cards, and you name it, they got it. So that's my pick. For us to move over if they stay very stringent over at Wink Flash. Well, this is a good discussion. Hopefully this helped out all the TTMers out there running around with their pants down trying to figure out what they're going to do now that Wink Flash is, you know, laying the law down. Thanks for stopping by, guys. I appreciate it. It was a good discussion, and let's move on to the next segment. Well, that was an amazing discussion roundtable. Thanks, guys. You are awesome, but not as awesome as I am. All right, let's move on to our giveaway winner. I wonder who won this week. Could it be David Soffin? Congratulations, you won the Rebecca Black signed 4x6. David actually won 2 weeks ago also, so he's a dual winner. Congratulations, David. You are a lucky son of a gun. So what are we giving away this week, Stacy?
This week is going to be a George Kell signed index card.
Cool. So if you guys, he actually passed away a few years ago, so you can't get him TTM anymore. And if you guys are interested in winning that George Kell signed index card, you take the keyword that we inserted in today's podcast and type that on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly. It's as easy as that. Simple as pie. Easy to do. Go do it, and you can win. We also want to announce the winner of our iTunes Art Contest. Drum roll, please. Can you give me a drum roll somehow?
No.
I'll do it then.
I'm still having nightmares.
Boom, 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 boom. Our winner is Casey Grezelak. I think I'm getting that right. It's probably wrong, but Casey did an amazing, amazing job creating an iTunes logo. If you want to see it, we're actually going to incorporate it probably into this podcast, so it should pop up. If it doesn't pop up this week, it should pop up next week. Ooh, that's a good burp. So congratulations, Casey. You won the Howie Long signed 8x10. If you want to see that logo, I believe he posted it on, yeah, it's on Facebook, on our wall. You just have to scroll down. A couple days ago, I think it was posted on like a Tuesday or something like that. So congratulations again, Casey. Let's move on to our graph of the week. And Stacy, how bad did I lose last week?
Pretty bad. Last week, as you can remember, it was the Autograph Network that I picked with his Kurt Angle success against Zane's pick of Kelvin ML and Olivia Newton-John. And the numbers were Kurt Angle got 14 votes for 74%, and Olivia Newton-John got 5 votes for 26%. So another victory for me.
I think there were too many uncounted Chads there.
This ain't Florida.
I need a recount.
Okay. Go back for a second too with some contest news that I'm going to throw in here. I am going to relaunch the Facebook giveaway starting on Sunday when this podcast comes out. So look for that on Sunday. I will start doing the Facebook giveaway. Like I said last episode, I'm not going to promise it's going to be every day. I will try to have something up there every day, but just so you know, it may not be every day.
We're going to call this Stacy's sporadic ass Facebook contest, where Stacy posts a contest whenever he wants to on our Facebook wall. That's what we're going to call it.
Just making sure they go to the damn page every day.
That's right. You got to go every day to check because you don't know what day it's going to be. You don't. So, yeah, go check that out, guys. It's going to be awesome because everything we do is awesome. We're awesome here at Autograph Weekly. All right. Graph of the Week, I obviously got my ass handed to me. But this week, I pick Mr. Boss Hogg. He got a Terry Bradshaw signed book, which you know how I like my signed books, for $7. Now remember, guys, we changed this to Graph of the Week, so this can include auction wins, this can include trades, this can include TTMs, however a person can get IPs, in-person autographs, however a person can get an autograph can be included in this contest now. And basically what you're judging on is the deal they get, if it's a trade or a purchase, the quality of the TTM, if it's a TTM, I said TTM twice. Just, you know, kind of judge yourself. Kind of weird standards there, but I think it's going to work out a lot better. It opens the field to people who don't just do TTMs, because we want to broaden the field here at Autograph Weekly. It's not all about TTMs. We love you guys in the sports card community, too. We're not forgetting about you. Who'd you pick, Stacy?
I think I got a very, very solid choice this week. Once again, it's going to be Mike at the Autograph Network. And his success he got from Andrew Card. This was just a pretty badass return that he got. Basically, Andrew Card was the guy who whispered to George Bush when he was in the classroom that the second plane hit the towers. And Mike actually sent the photo of that actually happening, and Andrew actually inscribed the photo with what he said to the president, which is just very, very awesome. Very, just a piece of history there. I know there's not probably a lot of George W. Bush fans out there, but that was just a huge return and a huge historical piece. So we'll see how that goes up against Mr. Bradshaw.
We'll see. You guys vote. Go to our homepage, our website at autographweekly.com. Our poll will be on the right where you can vote for Graph of the Week. Very easy to do. It's like 2 clicks and you're done. So go do that. Don't forget. And guys, that's all we got for today's show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember to rate and comment on iTunes. Boost our ratings so other people can find us, especially autograph collectors. And that's all we got, guys. All right. I'm Zane Savage.
I'm Stacey Schaefer. As always, stay classy.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.